Let's talk to Lauren Smith from the national group called the Voices for the Library. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of this then as a plan?
I don't think it's something that we should be surprised about, but I think we should be very critical about it, and we, as an organisation that promotes public libraries and professional-run libraries, have our reservations about it.
Not a good compromise, then? Not a good second place? I mean, given that they have to save money and they've identified that they'd like to do that with library services, if you accept that, is this not a good runner-up?
I think that it's very important for councils to meet their statutory obligations, and one of those statutory obligations is to run a comprehensive and efficient public library service.
Mm.
Now, giving a large amount of cash in the first place to a community group doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be able to do that. So it's very important for councils not to just be handing out money, but to also be giving support from professionals and making sure that this is a sustainable method, because it's not necessarily the case that the money will continue to come in, and at some point the community group will be expected to run a very complex system, which is about far more than handing out books.
I mean, you're talking about the complexities of running a library, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's not rocket science, is it, running a library? It's not that difficult to run a library professionally, is it? I wouldn't have thought.
It's far more complex than, unfortunately, councillors would seem to be aware of, and that in a lot of cases is the problem that national government and local governments don't, you know, for fear of sounding like, oh, you don't understand how very difficult libraries are, that it is about more than books. It's about providing the right information to the right people, because, you know, not all information is available on the internet, and not all information on the internet is reliable information. So what a lot of libraries do, and what they have a responsibility to do, is to provide support for people who want to find information that may or may not be in paper form. So it's very important to strike the right balance there.
But in all reality, you know, if this scheme sort of got the green light and people said, look, okay, community said they're going to take over their library, wouldn't in all reality, the people who are involved now, wouldn't they be involved in some way? I guess communities would want to try and keep a little bit of that expertise in the library, wouldn't they?
The community group would probably need that expertise, and that's what we're finding, that community groups who've been doing this for a few years now have said we needed far more professional support than we expected. It's about managing a service which is far more complex than we anticipated. It's also more costly and has a lot of legal implications. So they've needed that support from the council. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, the councils are then charging for that support, so it's costing even more money. But the councils can't do it for free, because that's a professional employee that they have, and you can't expect that professional employee to stop earning a living and to start giving their expertise out to everybody, because there's far more demand than there is supply in a lot of cases.
Isn't the reality of all of this, though, that really, you know, the world has changed, the libraries are there, and the branch library now is something that just can't be afforded to be, you know, we can't afford to sustain it, and therefore libraries have got to embrace these significant changes. The world has changed. It's a different place now.
The world's a very different place, and we need libraries more than ever. We need professionally run libraries more than ever to help us negotiate the information society in which we live.
But not more people are not using them more than ever, are they? And that's the problem.
We're finding that actually they are. A lot of the DCMS research done doesn't ask the right questions to the right people. And 70% or more of children under the age of 16 use a library service. And we found through research from the National Literacy Trust that the majority of children who use a public library are twice as likely to have an improved and over the average age reading age. So the libraries have a very real impact, and especially when we're finding that people aren't going to be able to afford to go to university, more people will be unemployed, more people will need support from services, because 25% of the population, for example, don't have access to the internet at home. Mm. Libraries are the sensible place to be providing information services. So we need people who can help us. We need to be investing in our library services. Yes, that comes with cash. Yes, that comes with responsibility. But this isn't something that the government can shake off, because they have a legal requirement to provide it.